Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with your host, the Honorable Sam Rohrer, President of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most pressing issues impacting our economy, our homes, our churches, our culture, and our daily lives from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Stand in the Gap Today, transforming the culture one heart at a time.
Hello and welcome to this Thursday edition of Stand in the Gap Today, and this is also our monthly Health Freedom Update with Twyla Braze, who is the president and founder of Citizens Council for Health Freedom, and their website is cchfreedom.org. I'm Sam Rohrer, and I'm going to be joined in just a moment again by Dr. Gary Dull. You know, when it comes to matters of health, doesn't it seem that self-appointed medical experts arise nearly every day with what appears to be choreographed almost and strategically crafted common statements they make, they say, for the purpose of helping us as people. But in reality, they end up being cleverly designed statements crafted to instill fear, embedded oftentimes with pieces of truth, yet kind of housed in deceit. And whether that's the harmonized performances of big government, big pharma, and big media represented, I'm saying, by the puppet voices of guys like Tony Fauci, the CDC, the FDA now, or even the World Health Organization, all of whom, interestingly, are unelected, unaccountable, compromised, certainly, conflicted, them or the voices of, I'm going to put in there, cowardly and compromised voices like that which comes out of the mouth of Joe Biden and Mitch McConnell, from whom I'm going to play a couple of short audio clips in today's program. The result is the same. The result is that the inherent God-given rights to you and I and the duty of individuals to make their own informed health decisions are being attacked, undermined, belittled, and increasingly threatened. And like the early days of 2020 when the first COVID drama entered the world stage, it seems to me like we're about to watch another episode of the same drama as the threats, intimidations, and deceptions increase. Now, in the interest of providing the truth on this subject area, I've chosen to make the title for today's program this, Health Freedom Update, now showing COVID Lies and Panic Policies, Act 2. All right, so today we're going to give an update on how the numbers are being fudged. In segment 2, we'll talk about the truth about Delta and variants and the unvaccinated, probably you and me. Then in segment 3, we'll comment on the full court press for vaccinations, despite the facts. And then we're going to conclude in segment 4 with methods to protect yourself and your family with steps and resources available that you can use to fight and resist the mandates and perhaps even take potential legal action if that'd be the direction to go. All that and more right here today on Stand in the Gap Today. And with that, let me welcome right now to the program, Twyla. Twyla, thank you for being with us again today.
Always glad to be here, Sam.
Twyla, we've discussed this many times on this program, how the strategy of tyranny, I'm putting that way, the strategy of tyranny being employed by those I've mentioned include propaganda, deception, and the suppression of truth all over the place. And when it comes to the numbers regarding COVID, there are two things we want to ask you in this segment to talk on. First, Joe Biden, Tony Fauci, and the faces of the, like them, of the their puppet masters are hammering on the vastly increasing numbers of COVID infections. Now we're hearing it again, while downplaying the vastly reduced numbers of deaths attributed to COVID-19, and certainly refusing to acknowledge the deaths resulting directly from COVID shots. So there's a big thing on numbers. Can you comment on what's being reported and what should be reported?
So I think, you know, when I watch the news, they're rarely talking in actual numbers and they are talking in percentages. And if you want to get a good idea of how that can be used, if you've got one death and then it increases to two deaths, right, it can be this really huge percentage increase, like 100% increase, right? And so when you're looking at those percentages, you actually have to know what they're based on, what they're starting on, what's the number that they're starting on. So I just looked at the number of the average 7-day average of deaths today, and that's 249, which is the same as March 8th, 2020, when it was 267. And so this is not, we're nowhere close to what we were in the middle of this. We're very much back where we were in the very beginning of this. So if you look at the chart, you'll see, you know, it's like a big mountain, and we're down, we're way down from the peak of the mountain. We're still way down from the peak of the mountain. And the other thing I want to say about deaths is that Costa Clara County in California has reduced their number of deaths by 22%. They went back and they looked at all the people who they said had died by COVID and reduced it by 22%. I'm not even sure that that's low enough, but let's go with it. And they made some comment in the news article that they think the CDC will require every county to do that. So how many deaths from COVID would we suddenly eliminate, right? So we've got, you know, fudged numbers from the very beginning here. We don't actually know how many people died. We don't actually know how many people had cases. And then there's this other thing that has transpired. And so we have a billboard up, which is a don't be bullied billboard. And anybody can find that on our website or at Real Risk, as in more than one risk, realrisk.org. We're going to change the number, and we were going to change the number when suddenly we saw that the number had doubled. The CDC's report that they put out and they continually update had gone from like 6,079 to 12,313 deaths after vaccination. So we were ready to do that until last night when suddenly they dropped it to 6,207. And the CDC in the Epoch Times, which is the only place that reported that I know
got out of time in this particular segment, Twyla. And I just want to jump in on this concept of these numbers that are being fudged that you referred to. What is behind the concept of these numbers being fudged? Why is it inaccurate? What's the motive of fudging these numbers? And what is it that is being grossly misunderstood about these numbers that are being thrown around at us like this?
Well, as some people have called it a case-demic, which means that there's this overemphasis on the cases, and that this is really keeping the fear level up in order to drive people into vaccination. And so there's all this focused attention on vaccination, but very little attention on you know, what you can do to protect yourself from even, you know, getting the disease or stopping it right from the get-go.
All right.
So I think fear-mongering.
Yeah, okay, and that's a good way to conclude that, Twyla. It's fear-mongering, ladies and gentlemen, and I said that as we went into it. You work the numbers, you twist and distort numbers. You can make numbers mean anything you want. We know that, right? Well, here's one reason why, because the drive is to the vaccine, not necessarily to improvement in health, and certainly not for the maintenance of one and the defense of one's freedom. When we come back, we're going to get further now into the subject, and we're going to talk about the issue of Delta and variants. For years, faithful Christians formed nonprofit foundations or trusts to preserve their ability to generously give to their favorite causes or ministries, even after their death. The problem? Professional managers, pressure from left-wing agendas, and even family members with opposing views hijacked the original donor intent. This is sad, but true. But this subversion of purpose can be prevented. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr of the American Pastors Network, and I'm glad to recommend Capstone Legacy Foundation in Wayne, Pennsylvania, an experienced and capable Christian community foundation. Established to help you set up a ministry, a giving structure guaranteed not to be hijacked, or a place you can donate cash or non-cash assets like stocks, bonds, or property, Capstone's designed to help you achieve immediate tax savings and give you needed time to decide how to prayerfully allocate your giving. Contact Capstone at 610-688-8890 or visit them at capstonelegacy.org. What does it mean to be a self-governing republic? And why is this form of government so important to Christians living in America? Hello, I'm Sam Rohr with another Stand in the Gap Minute. William Penn once wrote that Americans will be governed by the laws of your own making and live as a free and, if you will, serious and industrious people. Well, he was right. But he made it clear that those laws must be in alignment with God's moral laws to which people voluntarily submit. Penn and others said often that no republic could ever rise or continue unless the people and the leaders voluntarily submitted themselves to the Ten Commandments of God. They believed that integrity, a right relationship with God in heart and actions, was where it started. Virtue, they believed, the voluntary obedience to God's truth, is where it must go. Upon these things, a self-governing republic can survive. Discover more at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
A global flood. This is Ken Ham, an Aussie transplant with a passion for sharing the truths of God's Word. How did Christians view Noah's flood throughout church history? Well, Jesus and the Apostle Peter taught the flood was global. And the early church fathers, the medieval theologians, and the reformers, they all taught that the flood was global. One of the early church fathers, Tertullian, even taught that fossils of sea creatures were a result of the flood. So why did Christians throughout almost all of church history believe the flood was global? Well, because that's what the Bible very clearly teaches. The very recent idea held by some Christians of a local flood instead of a global one doesn't come from the Bible. It comes from the imaginations of man.
Discover more about the truth of God's Word and the gospel of Jesus Christ when you visit us at AnswersRadio.com and listen to this program again at AnswersRadio.com.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap today. For more information, visit our website at StandInTheGapRadio.com.
Welcome back to Stand in the Gap today. This is our Health Freedom Update. We do this once a month, and our special guest is always, for this focus, Twyla Braze. She's the president and the co-founder of Citizens Council for Health Freedom. And many of you who contact us comment specifically about appreciating this focus on this program and this program mentioning Twyla by name. So I just want to thank all of you for letting us know. That kind of specificity is very helpful to us and frankly, our guest. Well, in January 2020, as if on cue, most of the world's governmental leaders began to sing the song of COVID. You ever hear the song of COVID? I think that we could make some number of verses and refrains that we would all recognize. But led by the world's unelected health policy conductors, such as WHO and the CDC, the world was subjected to incessant and remarkably similar refrains, all of which advanced tyrannical and unlawful government actions, and all of which directly attacked and undermined clear moral and constitutional individual health freedom rights. In most cases, people wanting to believe that those in positions of influence were actually acting responsibly and had their best interests in heart have now come to understand that the identification of the virus itself, the origination of the virus, certainly, but the imposed tyrannical policies like shutdowns and limiting of travel and association and freedom to worship were all housed in deception. And they have not solved any problem, but they have harmed a lot more people, created a whole lot of confusion, and prepared the way even more for tyrannical government control. Well, now comes, as I'm terming it, Act Two, in the form of the Delta variants. And believe it or not, the blame for these predictable variants, I mean, the fact that variants happen in viruses, they always do, but now this is being laid at the feet of citizens like you and me and many across the country who, I'm saying, wish to remain free and have refused to bow to the shots. They're blaming it on the people who haven't gotten anything and who are not sick. Isn't that amazing? I want you to listen to this short clip from Joe Biden himself just a couple days ago said this. See if you can identify any truth that he's saying, the lies or the false conclusions. A short clip. Tim, would you play it, please?
President Biden emphasizing the effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccines as infections fueled by the Delta variant rise nationwide.
With coronavirus cases rebounding, the president says the spread of COVID is avoidable.
If you're fully vaccinated, you have a high degree of protection against severe illness, hospitalization, and death. If you're unvaccinated, you are not protected.
He says four states account for nearly 40% of all new COVID-19 cases and that virtually all hospitalizations and deaths are occurring among the unvaccinated.
A lot of information in that. That was an SRN clip, by the way, that I pulled that from. But Twyla, Joe Biden and the establishment are trying their best to scare people about the Delta variant, as they refer to it, and creating increased marks or increased or marked increases, rather, in corona infections is the term the announcer used there. And while he didn't say it in this clip directly, the president, the establishment does refer to the Delta variant as a breakthrough variant, which is an interesting thing. So here's where I want you to go next. Bring clarity to these statements and assertions of Joe Biden regarding increased infections and versus hospitalizations or deaths. And is the Delta variant, in this case, is it real? Does it pose any kind of significant new threat? Just put some of this in perspective, please.
So the health departments, they sequence the virus, and they sequence a number of the specimens that they get back in the testing. And so they've coined this one the Delta variant, and it originated in India. The thing to know about the variants is what they typically are in any virus is more transmissible, so more easily, you know, gotten between people, but they're also tend to be less virulent. But I wanted to say something about this idea of breakthrough infection. So yesterday, Fauci actually at a hearing, I think it was yesterday, maybe it was the day before, on the 20th, 2 days ago. Okay. So he actually was asked a question about the breakthrough infections, and his answer should be very enlightening to everybody who's listening, because there's no such thing as a breakthrough infection. That's my point. So when he was asked, he said, when you talk about breakthrough infections, the original data from the clinical data, the efficacy data, was based on preventing clinically apparent disease, not preventing infection, end quote. So in other words, he's telling us what he's been telling us all along, is that these so-called vaccines have nothing to do with preventing you from getting COVID, but only reducing symptoms. So when they say that you've had the vaccine and then you have a breakthrough infection, it's always been expected that people would have infections. It wasn't never going to stop infections. It was only meant to reduce symptoms. Now, the interesting thing about all of this is that Massachusetts is now reporting 5,000 so-called breakthrough infections with 80 people dying. Israel is saying about 50% of the new people getting COVID, the new infections, they've all are in people who are vaccinated. 50% of them are. And so, you know, yesterday, I think it was at his CNN town hall, President Biden said, he said, you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. So we know this isn't true. It's not true. And that's a thing that everybody needs to understand. I don't know why they termed them breakthrough infections, except to maybe make you feel more comfortable that, you know, the vaccine was going to work. But it was never planned to keep you from getting infected.
That's interesting, Twyla. And going back to the clip that we had from Joe Biden, in addition to what you've just said there, he said this: if you're vaccinated, you have a high degree of protection against severe illness, hospitalization, and death. If you're not vaccinated, you're not protected, end quote. Now, what is true and what's not true about those particular statements made by Joe Biden?
Okay, so I like to say that when it comes to COVID, the truth is hard to find. And it is hard to find because there's a lot of words and there's a lot of things happening. And some of us hear about them and some of us don't. And that's how it goes. And so, you know, it's possible. It's possible that indeed the so-called vaccine is reducing, you know, symptoms. That's possible. I think we don't even have enough research to know what's true about this. We do know, of course, that he's not talking at all about the people who are vaccinated who are getting injured. And so they're not being, they may or may not be being protected against the COVID-19, but they're not being protected against the vaccine itself. And then I guess, you know, the thing that I would say, because, you know, he's talked about the pandemic of the unvaccinated, right? So this whole idea is to place all the blame on the unvaccinated for everything with the intent of getting everybody vaccinated, even if you've had COVID, even if it's a bad idea for you, even if maybe it's your genetic structure that's going to cause you to be one of the vaccine injured, even though we have treatment that could keep you from ever going into the hospital like ivermectin. You know, so truth, you know, the truth here is that the president and his entire cohort are just trying everything possible to put pressure on to get everybody vaccinated, to use the businesses to coerce everybody into vaccination and to make it difficult, very, very difficult. Actually, there's a physician, a medical analyst on CNN that said life has to become very hard for the unvaccinated. And Obama's former HHS secretary said something that, like, okay, fine if they don't want to be vaccinated, but I want to take my mask off. I want to live life as vaccinated, and they should be limited. They should be limited in what they can go and where they can go and infect people. So this is the whole drive to take away our freedom and the pressure to have everybody vaccinated, even though it could harm you.
Hmm. And Twyla, we're going to go into a little bit more of that in the next segment, because even in light of all of the things that you just cited, the numbers, we talked about that at the beginning, the failure to track what is or may be opposing the public narrative and exaggerating the ones that support the narrative, all of that is dishonest at its core. I only have just a little bit left here, but at the end of the day, you as a health freedom expert and someone in this space, does it not bother you perhaps more than anything that this whole effort is trying to remove from the individual their right to make their own health decisions?
I feel this is the point of the spear, and that if they can successfully mandate that everybody gets vaccinated in this country, they will have a brand new power. They will have set a new standard for this country, and that standard will wash over us in so many ways. And the public health folks are going to think that they can mandate anything, and we're going to have to obey it. So this is a standard I do not want to have set in this country, and that's why opposition to this and the freedom of choice to make a decision, freedom of informed consent, all of this is critical that we must hold on to it.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's what I want you to think of in terms of this. We call this our health freedom update, the right to make a decision for yourself regarding your health, what goes into your body, what you do in that regard, and moms and dads to make the determination for your children. That is a right that is at the heart of what is being threatened, in addition to your health. We'll talk more about this and the mad rush to vaccines in the next segment.
Hi, this is Bill Koenig of World Watch Daily from Washington, D.C. I commend Sam Rohr for airing this Stand in the Gap radio program on the American Pastors Network. Sam and his team of Dave, Gary, and Isaac offers a wide variety of guests that discuss the important and relevant issues that keep Christians informed and engaged. As a White House correspondent for the past 17 years, I have appreciated the opportunity to share what I'm observing in our country and the platform to discuss the biblically significant times that we are living in regarding Israel, the Middle East, and other key places around the world.
With a newspaper in one hand and the Word of God in the other, and with analysis from our team of preachers, combined with expert guests like Bill Koenig, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, George Barna, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung, IQ Abrasouli, and many more, with God's guidance and your financial and prayer support, the Stand in the Gap Today team is quickly becoming the most trusted source of news. Pray for us. Stand with us.
Americans are a freedom-loving people. Wouldn't it be great if you could carry a copy of the essential documents that outline our freedoms written by our nation's founders in your pocket so you can refer to it every day? Well, now you can. Stand in the Gap Radio has found something you're sure to like, the Patriot's Essential Liberty Pocket Guide. The handy guide is a slim 6.5 by 3.5 inches, yet it includes the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, the preamble to the Bill of Rights, and other influential documents, including, in the words of our founders, topical quotes from America's founders, plus a listing of online resources for further research by the serious-minded or the just plain curious. To see and request your copy of the Patriot's Essential Liberty Pocket Guide and make your tax-deductible gift of any amount, go to AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. That's AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. Let us hear from you today. Thank you, and God bless you. Here's Twyla Braves with today's Health Freedom Minute.
There is a full court press to force every American to take the COVID-19 injection. A CNN medical analyst says, quote, it needs to be hard for people to remain unvaccinated, end quote. More companies and schools are now threatening termination. Children are being taught to fear and to blindly obey the government, all bad for a constitutional republic. There's also a blackout of good news that would quiet fear. Early COVID treatment. What's going on? Is it a coup? Are they trying to set a dangerous precedent for compulsory vaccination? Or are they afraid acquired immunity will be proven better than the injection? Whatever the real agenda is, if you don't want it, resist. Businesses need workers and colleges need money. Make life hard for them. Call their bluff. Be kind, but do it firmly.
Help us secure health freedom for all. Visit cchfreedom.org. That's cchfreedom.org.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap today, discussing the pressing issues facing our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Now let's rejoin our host.
Well, welcome back, and we are going to continue with our special guest, Twyla Braves. This is our Health Freedom Update. I'm terming this focus today, now showing as if it's going to be another drama, right? COVID Lies and Panic Policies Act 2. Because if you sense that kind of like when you listen to the news and you see what's going on, if there's a sense in your mind and your heart that's kind of like, haven't we been down this road before? Well, you'd be right. We have been down this road before. In some respects, my own personal sense is that what we went through last year is pretty much a trial run. And we have to be really prepared in our minds. And if we haven't come to the point of how we analyze information and judge what we hear carefully, we're going to come down the wrong side of this issue and our freedom is going to be lost. Now, from the beginning of 2020 and the advent of what we now know as COVID, the common coronavirus was modified by human efforts. Now, listen carefully what I'm saying here, because I'm summarizing a lot of programs that we've had with the facts I believe as exist. But when 2020 began, we first heard of COVID. That is simply the common coronavirus. But it was different because it was modified, we now know, by human efforts, by inserting a dangerous spike protein engineered through, as we now know, the gain-of-function policies paid for and supported and pursued by Tony Fauci, then the Wuhan lab, and it was stuck onto the common coronavirus. Now that issue with that spike protein creates an attack on a person's vascular system, opposing all known effective and simple treatments such as ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, along with the simple elements of zinc and other protocols. The controlled establishment suppressed the truth of these treatments to promote an already pre-patented so-called vaccines as the only solution. Now, get what I'm saying? The vaccines of Pfizer and Moderna and so forth were all patented many years ago. They were all ready to go. Now, known all too well, these vaccines, which are not vaccines, it's another element, but immune system altering gene therapies with high casualty incidences, actually are reprogramming a person's body to produce the very spike proteins, which is the cause of what is called COVID-19. Get that? Now, in spite of all of this, and the suppression of the numbers and all that we talked about in the first program, first segment with Twyla, in spite of all of this, there is a full court press to suppress the truth further and force people, intimidate people to take the shot anyway. Now, I want you to listen here to just a short clip from Mitch McConnell, Republican leader of the Senate. Listen to his words, and I'm going to ask Twyla to give some comments on this when we come back.
You've seen the statistics. 97% of the hospitalizations in the country for COVID are unvaccinated people. It never occurred to me after three highly effective vaccines were developed in under a year that we'd have difficulty getting Americans to take the shots. But that's obviously where we are. I want to underscore in the strongest possible manner I can, and I say this with some authority, as you all know, as a result of being a polio victim myself and being very aware that it took 7 decades to come up with 2 effective polio vaccines. This was done in under 1 year. These shots need to get in everybody's arm as rapidly as possible, or we're going to be back in a situation in the fall that we don't yearn for, that we went through last year. The economy does not need this tax and spending spree. It's lifting on its own as we come out of this. The way to defeat getting back into the position we were last year is to get vaccinated. This is not complicated.
Well, Twyla, Mitch McConnell, he said it's not complicated. Notice how he weaved in there economic recovery with the onus on getting the shot. And basically, by what he's saying, those who don't get the shot are the threat to economic recovery and putting us back into, he didn't use the word lockdown, but he said the situation we found ourselves in last year, we don't want to be in again. So there's a number of places you can go. I just want to ask you, first of all, for your overall thoughts to what he said, contradictions, things that were right, your thoughts on that.
So I guess one thing about what he maybe didn't say, right, he's just this all about getting the shot. So he doesn't say anything about the fact that it's emergency use. It hasn't had a full approval. It's never taken as long to get, you know, to look at the long term. We don't have any idea what the long term effects are. He doesn't acknowledge any of the injuries. It's as though, right, he says it's not complicated. Well, it's really complicated for the people who think that their lives are probably changed forever. You know, for that small amount of people, it's very complicated, and it will be very complicated for a very long time. But the rest of the people who have had it, who have had the spike protein replication. One study shows that after vaccination, the spike protein is circulating in the body. Well, that doesn't happen with other vaccines. We don't know the effect of that. We don't know anything about that. We don't know what that means for the long term. And so it's just like he's glossing over all of this as though it's meaningless and people just should march in as though they were getting, you know, saline put into their arm. But it's not saline. It's a medical treatment. It's a brand new medical treatment, and for some people, it has proved a disastrous medical treatment.
I would think that in reference to what Senator McConnell said, Twyla, that in many ways it is complicated, and some of the things that they are saying and communicating to us is confusing. It would be better, I think, if they wouldn't say anything at all and just allow just allow us to go forward based upon our own decisions. But Senator McConnell made a statement at the end of his comments that the economy is finally starting to come back and, quote, the way to defeat getting back in the position we were in last year is to get vaccinated, end quote. Now, while not directly saying so, by implication, he seems to be saying that those who wish to remain free and not bow to government pressure, which would be those of us who've chosen to be unvaccinated, will be the cause of hospitalizations and destroying the economy and so forth. What are your comments on that particular statement?
Well, I'm just going to restate the fact that a lot of people who are vaccinated are getting COVID, and as in Massachusetts, 80 of them died. And so, you know, what disappoints me greatly about this, and I heard Hannity giving a full court press as well on vaccination, and, you know, conservatives, Republicans just rolling on the vaccine, ignoring the freedom that could be trampled in because they're not going to stand up. It doesn't sound like they're standing up. They're at least aligning themselves with the push to vaccination. They haven't actually said, you know, take away people's consent. They haven't gone that far. But it's very, very disappointing to have very few people in leadership on the conservative and Republican side who acknowledge all the things that aren't being said, who remind people about what's being blacked out here, who they should be reminding people that there is another option. You know, the way this all looks is there's one road, there's one way, there's no other way out. You know, everybody is being shuffled into the same door, and the other doors are being completely ignored. The door is about treatment, safe treatment. You know, treatment might be less of a problem. Treatment might be more safe than a vaccine for a variety of people than this genetic injection. We don't even know, but we do know around the world treatment is safe, it's affordable, and it keeps people out of the hospital and it keeps them alive.
But it doesn't doesn't help Big Pharma, and that's a real interesting comment. I want to ask you about this. Senator Ron Johnson has attempted to bring things forward in hearings. He's trying to give voice to people who have been adversely affected. I know Senator Rand Paul has said publicly he's not going to take the vaccine and take the shot because you don't need it. What's Ron Johnson doing, Senator Johnson, and is some of that helping or not? What do you say?
Yeah, so Green Bay Packer Ken Rutger and his wife is experiencing for 5 months so far of adverse events from the vaccine, paresthesias and burning and everything in her hands and in her face, and it's not gone away. And so he contacted Senator Ron Johnson and said, you know, these people who are experiencing these effects, they need a voice. It's like they're just being ignored. It's like they've been forgotten. Their doctors don't really listen to them. One woman who – so he gave a press conference. He gave a press conference at the end of June. You can find it. The stories are incredible from these people. One woman said, I would give every drop of money that I have if I could just get back to how I was before I took the vaccine. And the interesting thing about this is they are all pro-vaccine. They've always taken all the vaccines. His wife, Cheryl Rutger, said something like, I'm pro-vaccine, I'm pro-science, but I'm also pro-informed consent, and nobody knows this is happening. So, you know, thank goodness for Senator Johnson who's bringing this up.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, when you come back, you're going to say, all right, in light of all of these things, again, we've covered some of these things, again, we're updating. The question really comes down to that I'm getting asked a lot is what can we do? How can we resist? How can we effectively say no when such intimidation is coming from all sides? We'll cover some of this with some answers here in the next segment.
Christian parents want their children to excel in spiritual growth and educational achievement. Both are essential for future success in an increasingly complex world full of moral and economic challenges. BJU Press Materials place great value on the knowledge of God and His works. They create critical thinking skills your child will need to get along both now and in the future. BJU Press Materials are available for grades K to 12. From the earliest grades, they teach biblical Christianity as a system of God-revealed truths. BJU Press Materials are well-written, grade-level appropriate, and biblically integrated. Teachers Editions ensure instructors have the plans and extra tools to keep your child engaged and excited about learning by teaching your child how to analyze, evaluate, and create new solutions. That's just what today's workplace is looking for. If you're a Christian school teacher or administrator, a homeschool teacher, or a parent who just wants your child to learn more, start by exploring the BJU Press website. Visit bjupress.com. That's bjupress.com.
Even our best technologies can't fix a bad worldview. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. My daughters love the Little House on the Prairie books by Laura Ingalls Wilder. Part of what makes those stories so captivating is what it took for pioneer families to survive the brutal elements as they headed west in the late 1800s. In fact, in 1900, the infant mortality rate in the U.S. was about 10%. For every 1,000 babies born, 100 did not live to their first birthday. However, due to incredible medical advances, that rate had plummeted to just 0.5% by 2018. And yet, before we're tempted to celebrate, there's a tragic caveat. Also in 2018, 1.89 out of every 10 reported pregnancies was aborted. In other words, the true infant mortality rate today is worse than it was at the turn of the last century. That's not progress, and more medical technology cannot address the deadly and dehumanizing worldview that has infected the modern world. Only the idea that every human life bears God's image will turn those numbers around. I'm John Stone Street.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap today. For more information, visit our website at standinthegapradio.com.
When confronted by lies and deception, the suppression of truth, the denouncing of personal and individual stories of harm being created by, in this case, the false COVID vaccines, as well as the canceling of thousands of doctors' voices and virologists and immunologists and peer-reviewed studies, all which document the successful and inexpensive treatments, like we've referred to, ivermectin and others. What can people do in that setting? Now, on this program, because of the nature of what we do, we cover headline news. And I am talking with pastors and physicians and attorneys and others all across the country regularly, and this question is coming down in front of all of them. What do we do in a case, in a time like this, where the media, with the responsibility of reporting the truth, decides not to report the truth, but to shape it in their own image, however they want? And those in office are not there to promote policies based on law that measures up against the Constitution and God's morality, but make up something on their own. That's exactly where we are. These are unusual days. And then when now confronted by what we're calling the full court press to get those 51%, the majority of Americans who have chosen not to get the shot. It's the majority, 51% plus, that everything seems to be brought to bear, where schools, employers, and others are saying, you are going to be discriminated against. They're not using those words, but that's a result. You'll be discriminated against, second-class position, if you do not succumb and bow to what we have determined is a one-size-fits-all approach for everybody, which we know never happens. It doesn't happen. So what do we do? Twyla, I want you to go here because you have some things that you've brought forward to help resources and all that. But I want you to share that. But I also want to share just one thing I saw yesterday. A listener sent to me an article which was posted on Natural News website. It was LifeZet website. And the title of it was this: Truly Wicked, University of Massachusetts Memorial Health Center refuses kidney transplant for unvaccinated patient. Wow. And the first paragraph reads this: a 37-year-old father of three is being denied a life-saving medical treatment. He needs a new kidney. His wife is going to give him the kidney. But University of Mass Health Center in Worcester, still part of this article, refuses to do that because this man refuses to take the vaccination. Unbelievable. So, Twyla, threats and efforts like this to intimidate or to force into second-class positions are things that we are seeing, and it's putting people in a most unfortunate position that we've not seen before. So, again, health freedom, that's what we're talking about. Your comment, please, on maybe that incident, but then your thoughts on to what people can do to best resist and protect not only their own health, but our freedom as well.
So the entire healthcare system is being taken over, is becoming, you know, like an arm of the government. And so here we have a hospital not acting like a hospital. I just heard a story about a pharmacy that's refusing to fulfill, to dispense ivermectin because the pharmacy says, we don't give that anymore. That's not a valid use of ivermectin, you know, for COVID. And so here we have everybody who's lining up against the patients. This is not a healthcare system that's working for the patients. It's a healthcare system that's working for the government and whatever the current, you know, agenda is of the government, and they're all moving en masse against the patient. And so unless you're right, you know, second-class citizen, that's what they want all of us to be if we aren't going to line up with whatever the government dictates are, which are now being imposed by the corporations. So I guess I would say that, and I would say, you know, when it comes to figuring out what to do, I think that man should file a lawsuit because I know the article calls it medical blackmail, and that, you know, that's a very good term for it. I would say people can go to realrisk.org. That's our site, and that's like more than one risk, realrisk.org. And we've got a one-pager there that they can use to argue their case. And we got a whole bunch of other information as well. But then the America's Frontline Doctors, if you look on the top of their page for their legal part, they've got a bunch of different forms that you could take to argue your case. I would get, you know, informed from our organization with our videos and our weekly e-news, which comes out every Wednesday. It just went out yesterday, and I received really good comments about the information that's in there. And so that's just signed up on our homepage at cchfreedom.org, and then you'll get that every week. And I really think the time is coming for a lot of different lawsuits. So America's Frontline Doctors just did a lawsuit to put an injunction on giving the shot because of all the dangers that are part of it. There's almost 500,000 reports of adverse events. And one study back in 2010 said that less than 1% of all adverse events are ever reported into that adverse events reporting system. So who knows how many adverse events there really are. And then there are parents in D.C. who are suing because there's a law that says that as long as their child is 11 or older, their child can decide whether he or she wants the vaccine. Mm. So they're suing. And these healthcare workers in Houston, they sued. They did not win. They did not take it any further. And then they all either resigned or found, you know, or were fired. And I think maybe more lawsuits will come out of that now that they've been fired. And so I think, you know, here we are. We're in this time. We don't necessarily have the courts with us, although Trump, you know, he did a lot of different judges around the country. And so there are some bright spots when it comes to rulings. And so we're in a battle. You know, that's what we're in. We're in a battle, and everybody has to stand up. I do say, as I said in the minute, call their bluff. There's a lot of people who want workers, and you're probably really valuable, especially if you're a hard worker and they won't want to lose you. So how willing are they really to lose you? But like this man, you know, his life is on the line, and he decided to stand up. And the article says he has found other centers that are willing to take him without vaccination. So if we all roll, then they've won.
Okay, and with that, Twyla, with that, I'm just going to have to say I'm going to Gary have him pray because I think that's important here. So thank you so much for all that you have. And ladies and gentlemen, you can find a lot on Twyla's site, cchfreedom.org. But resist that which is wrong. That is our obligation. Wrong morally, wrong constitutionally. Gary, go to you. Any final comments and then some prayer, please.
Well, certainly I think that it's very important for all of our listeners to realize that there is truth out there. Don't just believe what you're hearing from the government or from the, quote, medical sciences, as it were, the scientists, I should say. But in everything, particularly those of us who are Christians, let's search for the truth and ask God for wisdom in understanding what we should do. And Father, with that in mind, I think of James 1:5 that tells us that if we lack wisdom and if we ask you for wisdom, as it relates to the practical insights for daily living, that you'll give us that wisdom. And so I pray, dear Lord, for people all across this nation as it relates to this pandemic, that you will give us the individual wisdom as to what we should do and how we should do it for your glory and for our good. And we'll thank you for it as you give us a discernment in understanding what we hear. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Gary. Twyla, thank you so much for being with us again on this Health Freedom Update. And we pray God's blessing on you and as you put out the truth as well. Ladies and gentlemen, join us again here tomorrow for another Stand in the Gap Today. And until then, where God puts you, take the truth, stand firmly upon it, and stand in the gap for it.
If you like today's program, tell a friend. You'll also want to hear Stand in the Gap Weekend and watch the nationally syndicated Stand in the Gap TV program. We present the news of the day truthfully, carefully, and consistently from a biblical worldview and constitutional perspective. If you're hungry for the truth, visit standinthegapmedia.org to find all our programs and the stations that carry them. While you're there, be sure to download our free app and support this ministry with your best financial gift. Then join us again right here Monday through Friday for another program of Stand in the Gap Today.